Wednesday night baseball on the precipice of the 4th of July. We're approaching some of the best days in baseball's history. Of course, July 4th, such a memorable time for all Kannapolis Cannonballer and baseball fans around the world. But tonight, we're getting set. We're setting the stage. It's the appetizer to the main course tomorrow evening. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, the Hickory Crawdads, getting set for this Wednesday night contest. Now, good friends, Dan Lodi on the call for you as Grant Umberger set on the hill. His first pitch of the night at 7:03. We're underway. Up and away for ball one to Devin Fitzgerald. 7:03, your first pitch time. Grant Umberger on the hill, 6'4", 225-pound lefty from Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. The 1-0 is swung and a miss by Devin Fitzgerald. It's one ball and one strike. Fitzgerald, Maxson Martin, and Baker Barroso. Two up in the order for the Hickory Crawdads in this top of the first inning. Ballers and Crawdads in game two of a six-game stretch between these two sides this week. 1-1 is fouled off by Fitzgerald. He stays alive. It's 1-2. Umberger, 6'4", 225 pounds. He hails from Pennsylvania. Played college ball at Virginia Tech and also at Toledo. Was a standout performer with the Rockets. Won first-team All-MAC in his final year there in 2024. 1-2, a ground ball to short. Bonnemer to his right ranges and on to first. It's in time for the out. 6-3 on the ground out. One shortstop grounds out to another. And it's the lefty bat of Maxton Martin DHing today for the Hickory Crawdads. So Maxton Martin digs in with one out and nobody on base. Umberger 6-1 on the season. He leads Kannapolis in wins with six on the year. Of course, 6-1, a 2.43 ERA, free agent pickup in 2025 by the Chicago White Sox. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. Inside corner, says Bryce Bobeldyke, our home plate umpire. It's 0-1. Umberger has been impressive, to say the least. Went on a stretch of not allowing much of anything before an outing in the 18th of June against Charleston really kind of blew it open. This one fouled off. It's 0-2. On Maxton Martin. Last time out, Umberger found his way back on track in Fredericksburg. One run in six innings with nine strikeouts for the lefty. Gave up the one run on five hits against the Frednats. 0-2 humping in. Buzzes the tower of Maxton Martin. The count is one ball and two strikes. One down, top of the first. Ballers and Crawdads in the second game of a six-game set. This one fouled off by Martin on the 1-2. We'll see another one at 1-2. The ball thuds and hits the roof above our heads. Kannapolis victorious last night, 7-2. Liam Paddock earned his first victory of the season, and the Ballers got the job done with a couple of three-run frames. The 1-2 to Maxton Martin, swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and there's the first punch out of the night for Grant Umberger. Two down in the inning, and now Baker Barroso is due up. Baker Barroso, second baseman, bats third. Ben Hartle, catcher, bats cleanup. Jeremy Cabrera and center bats fifth. Esteban Mejia, third baseman, bats sixth. Pablo Guerrero at first, bats seventh. Eighth is Eric Alvarez in left field, and batting ninth is the right fielder, Marcos Torres. First pitch to Barroso, his first appearance of the week. It's on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Barroso has reached in four games in a row. First appearance for him of the week out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Undrafted free agent signing in 2019 as the snag is made by Umberger. They're going to say catch made on the transfer, and that's the third out of the inning. Grant Umberger with cat-like reflexes makes the snag, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Kannapolis in the field just like that. An L1 off the bat of Barroso is the third out, and the Ballers will bat in the bottom of the first. When we come back in the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, McCants, Burroughs, and Bonnemer do up.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, Stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the first inning, T.J. McCants leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ryan Burrows, Caleb Bonner to follow. This one catches the zone from the starting arm for the Crawdads today. Enrique Segura, the right-hander with a sidearm delivery, 6 foot, 375 pounds. He's 20 years of age. Segura comes set, and he'll offer the 0-1. Swing and a fly ball in a center right at Cabrera, and the catch is made for the out. There's an F8 for the first out of the inning. McCants now 0 for 1, and Ryan Burrows in third base next to bat for Kannapolis. Burrows and Bonner to follow against the 20-year-old Enrique Segura. He was traded earlier this season from the Philadelphia Phillies organization to the Texas Rangers org on April the 30th. He's been with Hickory since May the 23rd. First pitch to Burrows is a smidge outside for ball one to the Baldur's third baseman. Kannapolis, of course, winners of three of their last five, looking for another one this week against the Hickory Crawdads. 1-0 grounded foul. Burrows stays alive in the box at a one ball and one strike. Segura, in his time with Hickory, 0-0, a 4.10 ERA. He spent two games in the Complex League for the Rangers. Four games, three starts for the Philadelphia Phillies single-A affiliate, the Clearwater Threshers. 1-1 is inside. It's two balls and a strike on Ryan Burrows. A very productive month of June for Burrows. 260 average, four homers on the season, 23 RBI. And another RBI single in last night's action. 2-1 off the plate. It's 3-1 on Ryan Burrows. 11 games in a row, Burrows has reached base. He's at 12 multi-hit games. That is most of any Cannonballer on the season. 3-1 hitters count. Pitch deliver. This one lined down the line and right. Hooking quickly. That ball is going to be foul. Oh, that one missed by about 6 inches or so down that right field line. Burrows almost had an extra base hit by a matter of inches down that right field line. Full count on Burrows now with one out. So Burrows will dig into the box again against Segura. Segura, this season, two starts in the Complex League, four appearances, three starts with the Threshers. This is appearance number 7 for him in a Crawdads uniform. Last time out for the right-hander, not a bad outing against Hickory, 6 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits. Payoff pitch, a hard hit, a fly ball into center, but right at Cabrera. Catch made for the out, and it's another instance of an out on a fly ball into center field. Caleb Bonner next to bat for Kannapolis. Caleb Bonner, a shortstop, digs in, batting third. Lyle Miller, Green at first, bats cleanup. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats fifth. Sixth is George Wolko in right field. Seventh is the second baseman, Miguel Santos. Eighth, Jorge Corona at catcher. First pitch to Caleb Bonner runs up and in on a breaking ball from Segura, and the count is 1-0. Ninth in the order for Cadapolis, Abraham Nunez in center field. Segura winds 1-0 to Bonnemer, is just a bit outside for ball two. Bonnemer, a second rounder out of Okemos, Michigan, by the Chicago White Sox last year. He's been with Cadapolis this entire season, batting 260 with 60 hits, most of any baller. 2-0, just a bit outside. It's 3-0 on the shortstop, Caleb Bonnemer. Had a little extra work today with Chicago White Sox director of hitting Ryan Fuller, who's in town, working on the swing path and the flexibility at the plate to go after a pitch right down the middle. He takes one on the edge, and it's a called strike, says Bryce Bobolik. It's 3-1. Bonnemer working, trying to find a way to be less stiff at the plate. Talked to him a little bit pregame, and he's just trying to find that rhythm at the dish. Another taken strike on the outside edge on the 3-1, and now Bonnemer calls time. The count runs full. Couple edges hit on the corner by Enrique Segura. Segura has not had a shutout outing in his time with the Crawdads. In fact, he hasn't had a shutout outing all season. 3-2, ground ball to third, booted by Mejia. That one gets into left field, and Caleb Bonnemer is on base for the first time in this one. It's a bottom of the first. A two-out error by the third baseman puts a runner on. Two outs, and digging in is going to be Lyle Miller-Green. So Miller-Green gets a chance to bat after Bonnemer went from 3-0 to all of a sudden down 3-2. So now he's on base with two outs for Miller-Green. What a bat he's been as of late. Two outs, a snap throw to first. This one gets by Pablo Guerrero into foul territory. Bonnemer's going to break for second, and Chad Pinder's going to say, hold on, stop right where you are. He'll get up to second on the errant throw, E1. So two different errors by the Crawdads this inning have moved Bonnemer to second base. An E5 and now an E1 have produced Bonnemer up to second base. Miller-Green digging in the box. Had a couple of base hits last night. A multi-hit effort for Miller-Green, including an RBI. Two for four with a pair of RBI. In the box he is. First pitch from Segura stretches outside for ball one. Miller-Green, a 17th rounder last year out of Austin Peay by the Chicago White Sox. Another guy that had a lot of extra work today. Was out there at 1 o'clock, 1:30, doing some extra drills with the White Sox hitting instructors. 1-0 outside for ball two. The emphasis for Miller-Green as of late has really been the lower half. His swing path is correct. Trying to find a better base for his lower half and make sure he's trying to direct the ball into fair territory rather than pull away with the momentum of his swing. The 2-0 from Segura. Low one outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Of course, Ryan Fuller, White Sox director of hitting in town, as well as Alan Zinter, White Sox minor league hitting coordinator, former big league hitting coach. Both of those guys in town have helped out a lot. 3-0 count with two outs. And Segura offers the pitch all the way. It is taken for ball four, so Miller-Green is on the first walk of the night for Enrique Segura. And now Rony Hernandez gets a crack at it. And that's going to be delayed by a close second here as Lyndon Hutchison, pitching coach for the Crawdads, out to chat. So Miller-Green works the walk, and that puts Rony Hernandez at the plate. First appearance of the week for Rony. Cadapolis out-hitting Hickory last night by a final tally of 10-4. The Crawdads went the third through eighth innings with zero hits. Absolutely no source of offense from the Crawdads. And in the third through eighth inning, that was a lot of innings. They just had nothing. Rony Hernandez, 265 on the season, 52 hits. The prototype of on base. Ronnie Hernandez, again, 265 on the year, takes the first pitch from Segura. Fastball down the middle for strike one. On base percentage of 354 on the year. Not far behind Caleb Bonomer at 392. That leads all active ballers. 0-1 is off the plate from Ronnie Hernandez. One ball and one strike. Grant McGill is at 417. He's not technically qualified as he hasn't been here the whole season. Hernandez and Bonomer have been here since day one. 1-1, Hernandez skies a fly ball in a center. Jeremy Cabrera will drift over into left center, and he makes the catch for the out. And that's the third out of the inning. Another flyout into center field. So three flyouts into center for Kannapolis, but they get an error and a walk in between that. No runs on no hits with two errors and two left on base. Top two we go on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Fans, it's no secret, Atrium Health is the best healthcare is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official healthcare provider of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top half of the second inning, Ben Hartle steps in for the Crawdads. 26-game on-base streak for Hartle. Cabrera and Mejia to follow against Grant Umberger. The 1-0 is on the outside edge. It's one ball and one strike on the catcher, Hartle. Hartle's been one of the more impressive bats for the Crawdads this season. 212 average, but he's come through with timely hitting. 1-1 is a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Hartle with 31 hits in 43 games. Five doubles, a triple. No homers on the year, but 13 RBI. Four stolen bases on five tries. 1-2, he fouls this one off straight back. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Ballers in their red tops tonight. White pants, red socks, all red caps with the Kannapolis K on the front of the cap. Red jersey giveaway tonight. Giving fans an opportunity to dress like the pros. 1-2 off the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hickory in their black tops with white piping that read apostrophe dads. Across the front in with gray pants, black socks, all black caps. This one misses low and inside, and it's now a full count on Ben Hartle. Umberger comes set, looks in for the signs, and he'll offer the 3-2 to Hartle. Fastball up and away for ball four. First base runner of the night for Hickory. One on and nobody out for Jeremy Cabrera. Cabrera, one of the top 30 prospects in the organization for the Hickory Crawdads, a partner club in the Texas Rangers. One walk, a strikeout, a groundout, and a flyout yesterday for Cabrera. As Kannapolis initially ran into trouble with Seth Keener, two runs in four innings, and a pretty solid outing, all things considered. First pitch to Umberger's opponent in Cabrera is on the edge, 0-1. Kannapolis used a barrage of bullpen arms who combined to shut out the Crawdads over their five innings. 0-1. Low and outside for ball one on Jeremy Cabrera. One ball and one strike, top of the second, a scoreless game. Neither side of the base hit to this point. 1-1 before that, a check on the runner Hartle. Four stolen bases in five tries for Ben Hartle this season. Cabrera in center field today for the Crawdads under the leadership of manager Carlos Maldonado. Umberger's 1-1. Ground ball to second. Right there, Santos flips to second for one, on to first. And Cabrera, who's a speedy runner, is in safely at first. But it is one out on the board. 4-6 on the little sideways flip from Miguel Santos. One on, one out. And Esteban Mejia, the batter. Mejia batting .231, 18 hits. With two doubles, a triple, 13 walks, and 13 RBI. And he split time between the Hickory Crawdads and the Hub City Spartanburgers this year. First pitch is up and away to Mejia for ball one. Cabrera on at first, a lot of speed to worry about. Second on the team with 22 stolen bases. Umberger's 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Team leader in stolen bases today for Hickory is Chandler Pollard. He got called up to Hub City not too long ago and was placed on the injured list, so I guess you could say that Cabrera, the active stolen base leader, this one upstairs for a ball to Esteban Mejia. It's 2-1. Runner on at first base for the Crawdads. Umberger sitting at 24 pitches with 15 strikes. The 2-1. In the dirt for a ball, and the count is 3-1. Umberger looking to get out of this second inning without allowing further damage. He faced the minimum in the first inning, sat him down in order. But here in the second, it's been a bit of a different story. A couple of base runners allowed throughout the frame. Hitters count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Low one inside. This one gets by Corona. And up to second goes Cabrera. It doesn't really matter as it's a free pass to Esteban Mejia. Second walk of the inning. Two on and one out. Pablo Guerrero to batter. And assumingly, Kannapolis will see a mound visit of some sort. And indeed, Corona is going to come talk to Umberger. So Corona out, and there goes Jacob Doris, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He'll come have a chat with his arm in Umberger and his catcher Corona. Miller Green at first base, also going to come join the party just to see if he can be involved in some sort of strategy. Hickory has two runners on base. They're both pretty quick. Mejia, of course, blocked by Cabrera, the lead runner at second. Now Bryce Bobeldyke out to break up the meeting. Doris back to the dugout, and we're about sent to continue playing ball. Pablo Guerrero steps in the box, a two-run home run in the second inning yesterday. And his first at-bat. Other than that, a flyout, a strikeout, and a ground out. Guerrero hitting at 206 on the year, 51 hits, 70 strikeouts. He hard swings on a first pitch liner into left, and it's caught by TJ McCants for the second out. Runners will stay where they are on a quickly sinking ball. McCants able to get there just in time. And now it's two outs with a runner on for Eric Alvarez. Alvarez making his first appearance of the series from Rio Chico, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2022, spent last year in the Complex League with the Rangers. 19 hits, batting 207 in 29 games with Hickory. First pitch from Umberger catches the inside corner on a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. Top of the second, two on for the Crawdads in a scoreless game. Ballers looking for their fourth win in their last six games. 0-1 from Umberger. Inside, just a smidge too close inside. It's one ball and one strike. George Wolko will lead off the bottom of the second for Kannapolis. Santos and Corona also to bat. Umberger on the hill. Third base side of the rubber. A long look at second. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off down the right field line. That'll end up in the seats, and it's 1-2. Kannapolis has been a team that has thrived on their offense. Their pitching is third worst in the Carolina League. As far as ERA goes, at 4.31. The 1-2, this one lifted foul, and we'll see another one at a 1-2. The story, though, has been the starting pitching. Umberger and Luis Reyes both have thrived on the successes of their months of June. For Umberger, it's been May and June. He's been a long dominant arm in this level. 1-2. This one lifted into shallow right. Backtracking Santos, and just on the edge of the outfield grass, he'll make the catch for the out, and Kannapolis is out of the inning. Two runs allowed on a couple of walks, but other than that, no base hits, no runs, no errors, and out. We go to the bottom half of the second. Wolko, Santos, Corona when we come back on the ball. There's Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. George Wolko looks to get started on a good note tonight against these Hickory Crawdads, bottom half of the second inning. The right fielder Wolko in the box, first pitch from Segura is a swing and a miss on a changeup for strike one. Wolko down in the count, 0-1. 2-11 on the season for Wolko, 48 hits, 8 home runs, 34 RBI. 0-3 with a walk last night, he'll take the 0-1 just a smidge outside. It's one ball and one strike. Seventh rounder out of Downers Grove, Illinois for George Wolko. Grew up going to White Sox and Cubs games. A Chicago boy through and through. 1-1 inside corner. And Segura nibble in the corner with that fastball at 93. Moves the count to 1-2. Wolko doesn't call time. He'll get back in the box and keep fighting against Enrique Segura. The 1-2. Swinging a foul tip right off the catcher Hartle. And that'll buy a little bit of extra time. One ball and two strikes still on the right fielder, Wolko. Santos and Corona to follow, bottom two in a scoreless game. Wilco wiggles the bat. 1-2. A fastball up and away. Sails off the arm of Enrique Segura. And it's 2-2. Wilco finished up the month of June. Very impressive month for the lefty bat. 18 strikeouts over 81 appearances. Sends a 2-2. He swings and misses for strike three. It's the first K of the day for Enrique Segura. Wilco went chasing on an outside breaking ball. One down and digging in, Miguel Santos. So a strikeout for Wilco to start off his night. One down, Miguel Santos in the box. Gets another chance against these Crawdads. He was a late add to the roster to the lineup last night with Javier Mogollon scratched. 1-0 the count. This one runs inside. Santos went 1-for-4 yesterday, batting .275, 38 hits with 15 RBI. Santos swings on the 1-0. This one lined into right base hit. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers have the first hit of the night. Miguel Santos with a single to start off the frame. On a good note after the Wilco K. So one on, one out for Jorge Corona. Jorge Corona just activated off the development list yesterday. On the season, batting .182. He has 10 hits, 3 doubles, no homers, 3 RBI, 5 walks, 23 strikeouts for the Miami, Florida native. First pitch to Corona from Segura, outside edge, 0-1. Santos, 4 stolen bases in 6 tries. Corona in the box again, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder, 0-1. Low one outside, Segura trying to find the edge and stretches it too far wide. It's 1-1. Corona in his first game in some time. Originally drafted in the 2019 by the Kansas City Royals, but decided to go to Louisiana Tech for college. Spent 5 years there. 2 balls and a strike. This one runs outside. Off the arm of Segura. Segura's at north of 30 pitches now, 32 pitches. 16 of those have landed 4 strikes. Santos takes off the 2-1, a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Diving stop Fitzgerald, and he has no play, and it looks like he is injured. Devin Fitzgerald on the ground and writhing in pain. He's able to make the play on a ground ball deep in the hole over there at short. But it looks like he is in a world of discomfort. Might have landed awkwardly on that shoulder. And the Crawdads appear, for the moment at least, to have lost their shortstop for the evening. One of those worm burners, a ground ball that really didn't come off the bat all that quick. But it had enough pace, so Fitzgerald had to charge over, and he lays out, makes the stop, but then immediately signals that he is in some pain, and he's getting checked out by athletic trainer Garrett Enders. Corona reaches on what is a single. Up to second goes Santos. So Kannapolis has 2 hits now in the frame. It'll be 2-on-1-out. Abraham Nunez is the batter. But currently, the objective is to make sure that Devin Fitzgerald is okay. Devin Fitzgerald, a top 30 prospect in the org for the Texas Rangers, a fifth rounder in 2024 out of Boca Raton, Florida, a product of Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And Devin Fitzgerald is in some pain on that edge of the infield dirt. Boca Raton product, Stoneman Douglas High School. So many very good players coming out of Stoneman Douglas High School when you talk about baseball. As he's now at his feet and he's grabbing at the left shoulder. So assumingly landed awkwardly on that left shoulder, kind of caused some discomfort and some pain. He's back to his feet, trying to stretch it out. As we'll see what the situation is for Carlos Maldonado and the Hickory Crawdads, whether he'll stay in the game or be removed. Talk about some of the talent that's come out of Stoneman Douglas High School. Anthony Rizzo being one of those absolute all-stars. Jesus Lizardo, Kobe Mayo, Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony, you might have heard of him, number one prospect in baseball. They even have an NHL player, Shane Costas Bear. Came from Stoneman Douglas High School. So Fitzgerald appears to be removed from this game. And he will take a walk over there with Garrett Ender as the athletic trainer. So now the thought process moves to who takes his spot at short. It looks like it's number 18, Antonis Macias, who is going to be the new position player for the Crawdads. So Macias assumingly will take the batting order spot for Devin Fitzgerald, but it looks like he's going to play second base. So Antonis Macias is going to go to second base. Still haven't seen who the shortstop's going to be. It looks like Mejia is going to play short. So Mejia is at short now. And at third base, looks like the Crawdads have placed Baker Barroso there. So just a shift of the infield a little bit. So Barroso is now at third. Mejia is at short. Macias at second base. And everything is set. Nunez in the box. First pitch from the right-hander Segura is in the outside edge. Nothing in one. So now Barroso has moved to the hot corner. 0-1 to Nunez. Inside and low for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Macias is at second base. Barroso now at third. And at short goes Mejia. Nunez chops this one foul. And the count is 1-2. Bottom two, Kannapolis and Hickory remain scoreless. Two on for the Ballers with one out. Best opportunity for Nunez to get on the board in this bottom two. 1-2 is outside for two balls and two strikes. Santos and Corona with back-to-back singles here this inning. I mean, Nunez in the box. With one down, batting 188 on the year, one homer, 13 RBI. Segura's pitch tapped foul on the 2-2. We'll see another one at 2-2. Nunez, a multi-hit effort yesterday, 2-for-4, a pair of RBI, a pair of strikeouts. 8 multi-hit games for the lefty bat. 2-2. Breaking ball inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And it's a strikeout for Segura, his second of the game. So now with two outs, top of the order, TJ McCants digs in. So McCants, who flew out in the center his first time up, gets another chance against Enrique Segura, this time with two on and two outs. First pitch to McCants, a swing and a miss. On a breaking ball outside, it's 0-1. Well, the baller is certainly with a couple of chances in this inning. We're going to capitalize on it. Segura is 0-1. Low and outside. McCants watches it all the way, and a breaking ball at 87. One ball and one strike on McCants, the left fielder. Santos in second. Corona is at first. Segura comes set. Glove in the chest, 1-1. McCants loops a fly ball foul over our heads. One ball and two strikes. Bottom two, scoreless game. McCants looking to get on base for the 19th game in a row. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Went after a fastball low and in, and McCants got tied up. That'll leave two runners on base as Segura strikes out three in the second inning despite giving up a couple of base hits. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. Top three we go in the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Two up to the Hickory Crawdads. Torres, Macias, and Martin do up against Grant Umberger. Two innings, and he's not allowed much of anything. First pitch is swing and a miss to Marcos Torres. Nothing in one on the Crawdads right fielder. Torres, his first appearance of the week from Manaque, Venezuela. Undrafted free agent signee in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Torres batting .239 with 34 hits in 45 games. Good amount of extra base hits, six doubles, three triples, three homers. One from Umberger, a fastball up and in. And it's one ball and one strike on Marcos Torres. Umberger has pitched once already against Hickory this season. 4 1/3, three runs on two hits. This one chopped to the second baseman Santos on the 1-1. Flipped to first in time for the out. 4-3 on the grounder for out number one of this third inning. Now with one out and nobody on base, it's Antonis Macias. So Macias gets his first try against Umberger after Fitzgerald goes down with the injury. Shift made by the Crawdads. One down, Umberger's pitch. Fastball up and in. One ball and no strikes on Macias. Macias yesterday went 1-for-4. 21 games in a row he's reached base. 1-0 from Umberger. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball at 92 up and in. One ball and one strike. Kannapolis and Hickory remain scoreless. Top of the third. Two hits for the Ballers. And a goose egg for the Crawdads. A line drive with a 1-1 to Miller Green. And he makes the catch for the out. L3 in the book for Antonis Macias in his first try against Umberger. He's now 0-for-1. So with two outs, Maxton Martin digs in. Maxton Martin 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. Digs in against Umberger. Another lefty-lefty matchup. Crawdad sending plenty of lefties to the plate against Umberger. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Actually, not a team that hits lefties too bad. Maxton Martin, 291 with 16 hits against lefties. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul down the first baseline. One ball and one strike on the DH, Maxton Martin. Martin played the outfield yesterday, reached on an error, but went 0-for-4. And he's lost what was a 15-game on-base streak. Ball and a strike with two outs in the top of the third. Umberger set on the hill, looks in for the signs. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. A changeup fooled Martin, and it's one ball and two strikes. Umberger in his 16th game in a Baldur's uniform. The 1-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, and it's a strikeout for Umberger, his second of the night. 1-2-3, down go the Crawdads in the third inning, and the Ballers will get to bat at the bottom of the third after a quick frame from Umberger on the hill. Bottom three of the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live when we come back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Ryan Burrows, 11 games in a row, he's reached base, but he's 0-for-1 tonight. A flyout into center against Segura in his first try. First pitch of the bottom of the third is a swing and a miss for strike one. Scoreless after 2.5 here in Kannapolis. What a pleasure it is to have you join us tonight. Dan Helody on the call, as always, for Ballers and Crawdads. The 0-1 is a high fly ball in a center field. Cabrera will take a few steps to his left. Catch made for the out. And there's the first out of the inning. Ryan Burrows is now 0-for-2 on the night. Couple of flyouts for him. I mean, Caleb Bonomer gets a chance to bat again with one out and nobody on base. Bonomer reached on an error. In fact, Hickory had two errors that moved Bonomer to second base in that first frame. He swings on the first pitch, a ground ball to third. Barroso cuts it off to his left and snaps the throw to first in time for the out. 5-3 on the ground down for Caleb Bonomer. Out number two acquired by the Crawdads. And now Lyle Miller-Green gets a turn. Nobody on base. Two outs. Well, it's been three pitches and already two outs for Enrique Segura. The right-hander has worked efficiently to this point and continues to do so. First pitch to Miller-Green. Outside edge, 0-1. Despite working seemingly efficient, Segura is at 47 pitches delivered. 0-1 on the way. Fastball, outside corner. Miller Green's going to call time. As a couple of fastballs have nibbled the edge of the strike zone, says Bryce Bobeldyke. Miller Green just having a reset. He'll dig back in the box. 6'5" righty bat, 0-2. Outside corner again. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And it's a six-pitch inning. 1-2-3. Down go the Ballers. And just like that, top of the fourth. When we come back, Kannapolis and Hickory remain scoreless. We'll take a break and be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Banker Barroso lined a very hard hit ball back to Grant Umberger in the first inning for the third out. He gets another turn to start the top of the fourth. First pitch from Umberger is a breaking ball inside edge, 0-1. Barroso, Hartle, and Jeremy Cabrera do up top half of the fourth. Kannapolis and Hickory are scoreless at this point. 0-1 is a breaking ball, and Barroso swings over the top of it. It's nothing and two. Kannapolis, to their credit, have not allowed much of anything from the Crawdads in this game. They themselves, though, need to find some offense. This one popped up in foul territory. This one's going to land in the seats, heads up. And looks like a fan is going to get the souvenir. But is everybody okay? Looks like the ball took a hefty bounce. And everyone's okay. Barroso in the box, 0-1. He's got an 0-2 count against Grant Umberger. Here's the 0-2. This one looped foul, and that one gets out of the yard completely. No balls and two strikes still on Baker Barroso. Good crowd on hand. Red jersey giveaway tonight. One of those never made it up to me. 0-2. This one tapped foul, and it's nothing in two. In red jerseys for the first 1,000 adults to come through the gates tonight. Tomorrow, Baller is going to rock the patriotic tops, little powder blue look. They look very nice. Umberger comes set. The 0-2 delivered. This one runs in on a breaking ball, and it plunks Barroso right in the rear. So a hit-by-pitch to start the frame in the top of the fourth puts Barroso on base. One on and nobody out for Ben Hartle. Hartle walked his first time up. He's now with 27 games in a row reaching base. That's the highest on-base streak for any Carolina League bat at this point. Umberger said he'll snap a throw to first. Barroso scurries back in safely. Barroso on the season has a total on the stolen base category of 8 in 10 tries. He has a good lead at first. First pitch to Ben Hartle. Inside corner. Nothing in one. Good lead at first base for Baker Barroso. Hartle worked a full count in the first try against Umberger, who has just two punch outs through the three-plus innings he's offered. One is on the corner, nothing in two. Top of the fourth, a scoreless game. Clowns for the majority of the night have stayed clear of Atrium Health Ballpark. The 0-2. Grounded to third. Fair ball. Burrows will play it. His only throw will be to first. It's entirely over across the diamond, and it's in time for the out. Wonderful play at the hot corner by Ryan Burrows. His only play is to first base. So now the runner on second with one out for Jeremy Cabrera. Just one of those balls that was so weakly hit down that third base line. Burrows had to trail backwards because it was hit hard enough to trail him back. But it wasn't hard hit enough for him to turn the double play. One down, first pitch, a ground ball to first. Miller Green backhands. Umberger can't field the ball on the flip over to first. And we'll see how that's scored by our official score. Likely an error. And rather, they're going to give it a base hit. So the first hit of the game for Hickory. Cabrera is on with a base hit. And up to third is going to go Baker Barroso. So the first hit of the game for the Crawdads. Runners on the corners and one out for Esteban Mejia. Good effort from Miller Green. Ball was kind of hit with some pace, though, and it was a tough play. Runner goes first pitch, a snap throw to second, and trying to nab the runner, and he's safe. So Jeremy Cabrera, just like that, thwarts the double play effort. And now at second base stands Cabrera. So 2-1 in scoring position, open base at first. With Mejia at the plate, he walked his last time up. Infield asked to play in. Umberger comes set, here's the 1-0. Fastball up and in. Two balls and no strikes on Esteban Mejia. Pablo Guerrero at first base awaiting on deck. We're at the top of the fourth. Hickory threatening for the first time in this game. Umberger comes set. I have to trust his infield. 2-0. Inside edge. Nothing in the strike zone that Mejia liked, so he holds back. It's 2-1. Mejia, as we mentioned, walked. He also moved from third base to short in this game with the injury to Devin Fitzgerald. 2-1 catches the corner. Two balls and two strikes, and now Mejia calls time. Umberger will come set. He's on the third base side of the rubber, set with a glove at the belly button. 2-2, fastball, sails on him. Just a bit up and away, and the count runs full on Esteban Mejia. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis, a scoreless contest. Only one of their games is scoreless at the moment in the Carolina League. Columbia and Augusta are scoreless in the top of the fifth. Payoff pitch. This one swung on, lifted foul. We'll see another one at 3-2. Top of the seventh, Lynchburg and Salem are knotted at 1. They just finished up the third in Charleston. The River Dogs trail 2-0 to Myrtle Beach. And then Fredericksburg up 1-0 on Delmarva. Umberger set. Payoff on the way to Mejia. Fastball inside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Mejia thought he had ball four and sent it strike three. And now that's a huge out number two in this top half of the fourth. Now Pablo Guerrero digs in. 2-1 in scoring position with two outs. One game hasn't gotten started quite yet. Fayetteville and Carolina delayed due to some weather in the area. Looks like they'll be getting underway here shortly. Umberger set, first pitch to Guerrero. A hard line drive down the left field line. That one trickles foul. No balls and one strike on Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero, born July 31st of 2006. Still quite a youngin. Not even 19 years old yet. 0-1. Fastball up and away. Count is one ball and one strike. He'll turn 19 at the end of the month. From Boni, Dominican Republic. Of course, his dad, his brother, the Guerrero family. A well-known name in the game of baseball. The 1-1. Fastball outside edge. 1-2. And now Umberger, after allowing a couple of base runners, is suddenly one strike away from getting out of this inning without allowing damage from the Crawdads. Top four, scoreless game. Umberger delivers the 1-2. It's low in the dirt and blocked by the catcher Corona. Count works to two balls and two strikes. Two outs, top four. Umberger set, third base side of the rubber. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a looping fly ball foul. That one's going to clank off the side of the ballpark and land down in the area of the tunnel. And Dylan Fugit, our visiting clubhouse manager, just muffed it. And that one is not going to be forgotten for a while. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Umberger's pitch popped up. This one will stay in the field of play. First baseman Miller Green has it in his eyes, and he has it in his hands for the third out. Makes the catch on the warning track, and the Baldurs are out of the inning after a couple of base runners reach base. Two left on, but more importantly, no runs on one hit with no errors and two left on base. Scoreless after three and a half, bottom four. We come back at the Baldurs Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ronnie Hernandez, George Wolko, Miguel Santos. A combined 1-for-3 tonight. Hernandez wastes no time. First pitch, ground ball through the wickets of two different Hickory infielders. And into right field, it's a base hit. Ronnie Hernandez has a base knock that squirts through the infield and makes it three hits now in the night for Kannapolis. One on, nobody out for George Wolko. Wolko struck out his first time up against Enrique Segura. He gets another chance against this funky right-handed pitcher for the Crawdads. We call him funky because his delivery is kind of herky-jerky. First pitch low and inside for ball one on George Wolko. Definitely one of those pitchers where he's hard to pick up. Has a lot of moving limbs on his offering. 1-0. Wolko swings. He's ahead of a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Obviously sitting fastball here against Segura, whose fastball sitting probably low 90s. It's not a lot of velocity, but when he throws the off-speed, it's definitely got some movement. The 1-1. Wolko swings. It's a foul tip into the mitt of Ben Hartle, and it's 1-2. Wolko calls time. Santos is on deck. Rony Hernandez on base. Not a lot of stolen base threat. 1-for-1 in the year. 1-2 from Segura. Low one outside. Stretches well out of the zone. In fact, it was in the other batter's box. 2-2. The walks have been the key for Wolko. 27 this year with 48 hits. He's been on pace quite a bit. 2-2. Low and inside, a sharp eye from Wolko, and he shows it off a little there. 3-2. 91 miles an hour on the inside edge. That's a tough one to lay off, especially from a right-handed arm. So he works the count full, a quality at-bat. Hernandez at first will likely take off. 3-2 on the way. Low and on the inside corner for a called strike three. Wolko down on strikes for the second time in this game. Takes a peek at what he thought was ball four. Instead, it's out number one. Fifth strikeout of the night for Segura. One on, one out for Miguel Santos. Santos, 1-for-1, singled his first time up. First pitch. Moving on the outside edge, nothing and one. Bryce Bobeldyke, home plate umpire tonight. Definitely offered a little more friendliness to that outside edge to a right-handed batter. 0-1 inside for ball one. It just seems like the strike zone in this game, it hasn't shifted for one side and not for another team. It's just been very consistent, a little in on lefties, out on righties. Santos swings on the 1-1, a fly ball right at Cabrera, who literally doesn't move. It's like his feet were cemented into center field. Catch is made for the second out. F8 for Miguel Santos. Hernandez still at first with two outs. Jorge Corona is the batter. Well, the good news for Kannapolis, Segura's pinch count is slowly creeping up there. He's in now 60 pitches on the night. First pitch to Corona. Just a smidge outside for ball one. That one didn't miss by much at all to Corona, who singled his first time up. That was the play that Devin Fitzgerald, who is at short, ended up getting injured on. 1-0. This one flown into right field. Torres will camp under it and catch made for the out. A fly out into right ends the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one left on. We'll go to the top half of the fifth. Kannapolis and Hickory are scoreless in a pitcher's duel between these two sides. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Did you see that little girl? She said, Mom. She said, put your hand down. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Eric Alvarez, Marcos Torres, and Antonis Macias. Top of the fifth, scoreless game. Grant Umberger back on the hill. His first pitch at the top of the fifth is on the way. Ground ball to second base. It doesn't get higher than maybe 3 inches off the ground. And the plate of first is in time for the out. 4-3. One pitch, one out. 4-3 for Umberger of shutout baseball. Now with one out and nobody on base, nine-hole batter Marcos Torres due up. Marcos Torres 0 for 1 of the ground out to second. Neither side getting their bullpen going here in this top of the fifth at this moment. Umberger is at 65 pitches. First pitch, ground ball to short. Two pitches and two plays that are ground outs. Bonnemer makes the play in time on the throw over. Two pitches, two outs for Umberger, top five. And now digging in will be top of the order, Antonis Macias. Well, we had a six-pitch inning in the bottom of the third. Can we get a three-pitch inning? We'll see what Macias thinks about against Umberger. Second time he's at the plate. First pitch, he'll take one. It's upstairs and in for ball one on the now second baseman, Antonis Macias. 0 for 1 with a line out to Lyle Miller Green, his first time up over at first. 1-0, this one fouled off, and if there was no protective inning, it would have been a souvenir for me. Ball and a strike on Antonis Macias. Maxton Martin, DH, awaiting on deck. Top half of the fifth in a scoreless game. Umberger's 1-1. Breaking ball, outside edge, 1-2. Quite the pitcher's duel on our hands tonight. Four combined hits, and not a lot of offense for either side in this game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Umberger blows a fastball by him, and it's a quick work 1-2-3 inning here in this top half of the fifth. Just like that, it's a six-pitch inning. We've already had one of those tonight. Why not another? Bottom five when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Two up, bottom half of the fifth inning. Canapolis on top in the series, 1-0. But we're scoreless here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom five, first pitch from Segura in the inside corner. 0-1 on Abraham Nunez. Nunez, McCants, and then Ryan Burrows to bat. against Enrique Segura. 0-1. This one given a ride down the right field line. Hooking. Foul ball. And a wind-up down to the right field terrace. Where a fan in the front row makes the grab. Nothing in two. Here on Abraham Nunez, who will buy some time from home plate umpire Bryce Bobeldyke. 0-1 with a K is first time up for Abraham Nunez. Back of the box against Segura, 0-2, a ground ball to second. Macias plays the chop on two hops, and the throw to first is in time for the out. 4-3 on the grounder is now 0-2. Abraham Nunez retired for the first out. Top of the order, TJ McCants due up. So McCants 0-2, looking for his first time at the plate. Reaching base, it would be his 19th game in a row. First pitch, well off the edge from Segura. It's 1-0. Segura, as mentioned, went 6 2/3 last time out. He's had an impressive whip in his last four starts of 1.22. This one nibbles the corner, 1-1 on McCants. With Hickory, Segura is sitting pretty well at a 0.95 whip. 1-1 fouled off. The count is 1-2. Can spend some time with the Clearwater Threshers this season in Clearwater, Florida. Was originally an undrafted international free agent signee by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2022. 1-2 to McCants. Swing and a miss. Changeup fooled TJ. And there's a strikeout for Segura, his sixth of the game. Two outs, nobody on for Ryan Burrows. So Segura now with six punch outs. Definitely been an impressive arm. His season high with Hickory is seven back on June the 4th against Columbia. First pitch to Burrows, a hard hit liner over the glove of Macias, deflected into center, base hit. Macias leaped in the air, and it just hit off the edge of the glove and got in the center for a two-out single. Ryan Burrows on pace for the 12th game in a row. Two-out base knock means one on two outs for Caleb Bonnemer. Hickory now has an arm stirring in the bullpen. It's the Australian righty, Kainoa Wynyard. Runner goes, the throw is to first, now the throw to second, gets loose from Macias, and Ryan Burrows has a stolen base on a pickoff attempt. Burrows took off on the first pitch. I think Segura thought he had him by a mile. The throw went to Guerrero, who then threw it to second base. Macias couldn't get a clean grab on it, but Mejia backs him up and prevents the ball from getting loose in the outfield. Now a runner in scoring position for Bonnemer with one on, 2 outs. Bonnemer 0-2. First pitch, he swings. It's lifted into right field. Torres will drift towards the line in right, and he'll finally camp to make the catch for the third out of the inning. Bonnemer now sits at 0-3 on the night against Segura. Well, through five, we're scoreless. We'll go to the top of the sixth. We're over halfway done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, neither side is broken through. It's a scoreless contest. Top of the sixth, Hickory and Kannapolis at 0-0. Five hits, four of those from Kannapolis, just one from Hickory. Grant Umberger with another great performance starts off the top of the sixth, swing and miss fashion from Maxton Martin. It's nothing and one. Martin, Barroso, and Ben Hartle do up. Top of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Umberger's 0-1, a swing and a miss, nothing and two. On Maxton Martin, the DH. Martin 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. He had his on-base streak snapped in yesterday's contest. Umberger comes set. 0-2. Martin puts the ball in play. A line drive to left. Diving effort, McCants, and it falls out of his glove. And Maxton Martin has the second hit of the game for the Hickory Crawdads. A leadoff single puts one on. With nobody out, it's now Baker Barroso due up. Great effort from T.J. McCants, who laid out for the ball. Just could not get a clean grab on it. Falls out of his glove. If he'd held on to it for maybe half a second longer, might have been able to get the call of a catch and then a drop on the transfer. Regardless, one on, nobody out for Barroso. Line drive and a hit by pitch tonight. And he's over. First pitch off the plate on a breaking ball for ball one. On a Baker Barroso. One ball and no strikes. Umberger set. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Barroso swung out of his shoes, but no contact made. And it's 1-1. Maxton Martin is at first base. 9-for-9 this year in stolen bases. He'll up his on-base percentage from .334 entering tonight. This one fouled off with a 1-1. We'll see a count move to 1-2. Ben Hartle on deck, top six, one on, nobody out. Umberger looking in for the signs. He's on the third base side of the rubber. The 1-2. Barroso swings, a hard hit ground ball deep in the gap at short. Bonnemer snags, throw over to first, is on the mark. It's just not in time. Oh, baby, what another play by Caleb Bonnemer. He had a similar play last night that if he was able to have anybody else practically running the base up to first, it would have been on SportsCenter. Instead, it's now two on and a single credited to Barroso on the ground ball deep in the gap. Two on, nobody out for Ben Hartle, and now Jacob Doris out to chat. So Doris will come talk to Umberger, who's allowed two innings hits to start this inning, I should say. After he sat down five in a row between the fourth and fifth inning. Hale Sims up tossing down the line for Kannapolis. Scoreless contest for the Crawdads, giving Kannapolis a run for their money. So Umberger and Corona getting a last couple of moments of time to discuss strategy. Burroughs also at third in on the fun. Two on and nobody out. Couple of just unfortunate plays in the field. Mean now nobody out and two on for the Crawdads. Hartle digs in, a walk and a ground out. Umberger is on the third base side of the rubber. Just kind of offers the first pitch. It's spun on the inside corner for strike one. Umberger doesn't really have a windup, but I wouldn't say he works only from the stretch. He just kind of sets with a glove at the waistband, kicks and offers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. It's one of those hybrid deliveries that you're starting to see, especially coming up through the college ranks. Umberger, of course, a well-established arm at Toledo. Before that was at Virginia Tech. The 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Corona. One ball and two strikes on Ben Hartle. Two on, nobody out. Kannapolis looking for what would be their second win of this series. They move to two games up on the Crawdads. Umberger is 1-2. Check swing, and he goes around on it. It's a strikeout for Grant Umberger. Number five of the night means two on and one out now. Jeremy Cabrera digs in. That is strikeout number five on the night for Grant Umberger. One out. First pitch on the way to Cabrera. Swings out of his shoes, and it's a foul tip. The count is nothing and one. So Umberger with five strikeouts through five and a third. Not bad work at all. Now comes San, a long look at second. 0-1 to Cabrera. In the dirt, blocked by Corona. One ball and one strike. Cabrera's reached twice. Fielder's choice and a single have put him on base. Ball and a strike with one out. Umberger set, still keeping an eye on Maxton Martin at second. 1-1, just a bit outside. Two balls and a strike on Jeremy Cabrera. Number 14 overall prospect of the organization for the Texas Rangers. Thought of pretty highly by the Rangers org here at the single-A level. 2-1, a fly ball in the center. Nunez is going to have to charge in on it. He'll make the catch for the out. And because of how shallow it's in, no runners advance on the play. So it's a fly out into center for Cabrera. 2-on, 2-out for Esteban Mejia. So Esteban Mejia gets another crack at Umberger. Umberger is in the third time through the order currently, as he'll disengage on the hill and buy himself an extra moment. Umberger at 85 pitches, trying to make it through a sixth inning. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Have to assume that the leash is very short for Grant Umberger at this point in time. Hale Sims is tossing down the line in right, and you'd have to think that he will enter in the snap of a finger if needed. A ground ball at the middle on the 0-1. Snagged on a short hop by Santos. And he steps on the bag at second for the force out. Barroso out on a four unassisted. Fielder's choice for Mejia means Grant Umberger is through six shutout frames. Another shutout performance for the MVP. Grant Umberger will send us to the bottom of the sixth when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
New pitcher for the Hickory Crawdads. He's listed at 6 foot, 205 pounds. The right-hander, born June 22nd of 2002, just celebrated a 23rd birthday. He hails from Redcliffe, Queensland, Australia. It's Kainoa Wynyard. He'll enter in relief of Enrique Segura. Miller Green, Hernandez, and Wolko do up, bottom of the sixth. First pitch from Wynyard is lifted high and foul. The count is 0-1 on Lyle Miller Green. Wynyard is 5-1, a 3.07 ERA. Appearance number 18 for him on the season for the Hickory Crawdads. Wynyard with 5 wins out of the pen. 0-1. Hard hit ground ball through the gap into right field. Base hit for Lyle Miller Green. He's on base for now the second time tonight. He drew a walk in the first, struck out, but now redeemed himself with a single. One on, nobody out for Rony Hernandez. Second game in a row with a base knock for LMG. Who again uses that lower half to torque the ball into fair play rather than just drifting. You don't want to drift at the plate. You want to have direction at the plate and put the ball into fair play. First pitch to Rony Hernandez is a ball low and inside from Wynyard, and it's 1-0. Kainoa Wynyard has pitched in approximately 4 seasons now in a row in some capacity with the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. 1-0 is low and outside for ball two on Rony Hernandez. He spent 12 games in 2022, 24 games in 2023, and last season tossed 24 games at the single-A level, all with the Down East Wood Ducks. 2-0, Hernandez sharply hit ground ball up the middle into center, base hit. LMG turns for third. The throw's going to go to the hot corner, but it's cut off by the shortstop in Mejia, and LMG's at third. More importantly, Rony Hernandez with his second hit of the game. He's now 2-for-3, and the Ballers threatening with runners on the corners. Nobody out for George Wolko. Wolko 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, with this being a large at-bat for the Kannapolis lefty power bat. Wynyard has allowed a couple of hits here to start his night. 2-1, nobody out. First pinch from the righty. Just on the outside edge. 0-1 on the right fielder, George Wolko. A 1 count, Wolko is set at the plate. Wynyard's pitch, swing and a miss, change up, and he pulled the string on him, 0-2. Hale Sims is the arm down the line, warming for Kannapolis. The Ballers now have 6 hits, 2 of those being singles here from LMG and Rony Hernandez. Kannapolis still searching for their first extra base hit this week. Wynyard set, taking his time with the clock. 0-2 on the way. Wolko swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. And Wynyard fooled him with the timing. It's his third strikeout of the game. And Wolko will retreat back to the dugout. One down and runners on the corners for Miguel Santos. Two on, one out for Santos, who has a chance to give Kannapolis the lead. Runner breaks for second. Hernandez is going to be caught in a rundown. Runner breaks for home. Miller Green slides in. He's safe. Base running execution of perfection. Carlos Maldonado doesn't like the call. but Miller Green slides in safely at home, and the Ballers take a 1-0 lead. Maldonado is irate with Bryce Bobeldyke. He does not like the call, and now he's been ejected. The Hickory Crawdads manager Carlos Maldonado has been tossed from this game. Had to think that was coming with how absolutely irate Hickory's manager is with the call. As again, Hernandez breaks for the plate. He gets credit for the stolen base. LMG technically with a steal of home. So Miller Green scores the first run of the game. And now Maldonado, not quite done, barking at Bryce Bobeldyke. So Carlos Maldonado ejected, and Hickory now finds themselves trailing 1-0. Swing and a foul tip off the mat of Santos. 1-1. Run on the board for Kannapolis in the bottom of the sixth. They score first. They did not score first yesterday, but were able to make a comeback victory and win with 7 unanswered runs. 1-1 from Wynyard is up and in. For a ball, it's 2-1. So Hernandez and Miller Green tandem for the stolen bases. And a steal of home means Kannapolis has a 1-0 lead. Wynyard set. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Santos swings, and he gets contact, but this one lifted foul. 2-2. So now the Ballers in the lead, and they're 9 outs away from victory. Santos set in the box. 2-2. Wynyard's pitch fouled off. This one just fails to find his way into fair territory. 2-2. Wynyard's velo not super high, 93 or so from the Australian right-hander. Kainoa Wynyard, 41 innings, 39 strikeouts this year. 2-2, low and outside for ball three. The count runs full on the Ballers' second baseman, Miguel Santos. Santos a single and a flyout tonight, with Hernandez at second base. Jorge Corona awaiting on deck. Full count, and Wynyard is going to disengage. He thinks about the toss to second. Rony Hernandez, again, as we've mentioned, has just 2 stolen bases now on the season. So not a stolen base threat by any means. Full count with one out. Wynyard has peak at second. Payoff pitch popped up. This one going to soar into center. It'll be a shallow F8 if Cabrera can find it, and he does for the second out. Again, this time of day, with it being kind of twilight out here at the ballpark, sometimes can be tough to find the ball in the air. 2 outs and a runner on second for Jorge Corona. Corona in the box, a single and a flyout. Hernandez with a good lead at second. Wynyard's first pitch is a breaking ball that nibbles the corner on the inside edge, 0-1. Kannapolis up 1-0, bottom six. Ballers taking a lead on a double steal that works to perfection. Wynyard set, a look at second base. Here's the 0-1. Corona check swings and he goes around on it, says Bryce Bobeldyke. It's nothing in two. Wynyard made his first appearance of the season on opening day here in Kannapolis. Two innings, one run, one hit. He walked four batters but struck out two. Most importantly, got the win in that game. 0-2. Inside edge, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And Kainoa Wynyard gets the strikeout to get out of the inning. That's two strikeouts on the board for the right-hander from Australia. Back third of baseball we go in Kannapolis. Ballers up 1-0 on a double steal that works to efficiency from Lyle Miller-Green and Ronnie Hernandez. Top seven when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the seventh, Ballers with a 1-0 lead. Hale Sims on the hill. First pitch of his outing is a breaking ball broken in for strike one. It is Guerrero, Alvarez, and Torres. Hale Sims, 6'4", 290-pound right-hander from Paducah, Kentucky. Former Charlotte 49er on the hill. A one is a breaking ball low and outside. The count is one ball and one strike on Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero, a fly out and a pop out in this game. Hickory has about 9 outs to work with, and they trail by just one run. The 1-1 from Sims, a ground ball deep in the hole at short. Bonnemer dives, a play made, but no throw to be had, and Bonnemer saves what could have been potentially extra bases. Great effort from Bonnemer deep in the hole at short, but it's a single for Pablo Guerrero. One on, nobody out for Eric Alvarez. So Hale Sims becomes pitcher number two on the night for Kannapolis. He is the first out of the pen after Grant Umberger tosses six shutout innings, three hits, no runs as mentioned, two walks, five strikeouts. It's his fourth strikeout start of the season, shutout start of the season. As Alvarez lines the first pitch he sees from Sims in a center, it's a base hit. Nunez throws it in, but Guerrero is up to third, and it's back-to-back base hits for the Crawdads off of Hale Sims. So two singles mean runners on the corners now with nobody out. Nine-hole batter Marcos Torres digs in. Hale Sims on the season is 0-0, a 4.34 ERA, 29 innings, 33 hits. 9 walks, 32 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 282 against Hale Sims, a free agent pickup last year by the Chicago White Sox. Spent some time with the New York Mets organization for a little bit of time after getting out of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. First pitch inside for ball one on Marcos Torres. Sims tossed 9 games with Kannapolis in 2024. This season has been a familiar face out of the pen for Chad Pinder. The 1-0 on the way. So a fly ball down the left field line. This one will drift foul. And the count is 1-1. Sims against the Hickory Crawdads sits at a 7.71 ERA. 2 runs on 2 hits and 2 and a third innings. No walks and 2 strikeouts for the man they call Big Country. Sims allowed runs in 3 of his last 5 outings. 1-1 on Torres. Here's the pitch. This one looped foul. That one's going to end up in the seats. And the count is 1-2. Looks like it didn't have quite the legs to get out of the seats. And it landed down in the dugout for Hickory. 1-2. Nobody out. Top of the 7th. Ballers up 1-0. Torres is 0-2 with a pair of ground outs tonight. Sims is set on the first base side of the rubber, the first right-hander that Hickory's seen tonight. After the lefty Umberger tossed 6 shutout frames. 1-2 the count, here's the pitch. Swinging a looping fly ball, that one gets into the seats and lands foul. 1-2 on Marcos Torres. Top of the order, Antonis Macias is awaiting on deck. 1-2 pitch on the way. This one lined down the right field line, and it hops, and it's a fair ball. Guerrero will score, giving the wave and halt at third is Alvarez, so it's just a single RBI double for the 9-hole batter Marcos Torres. 2 singles and now a double have made it a tie ball game. So 3 base hits allowed by Hale Sims. First time he's allowed 3 hits in a game since June 22nd. Nobody out and 2 on in scoring position for the Crawdads. Hits are now tied at 6, and in steps Antonis Macias. Sims comes set. Infield has to play in. First pitch. Macias takes up and in for ball 1. Hale Sims, last time out, 1 inning against Fredericksburg on Sunday. 2 hits, 2 strikeouts, that's about it. The 1-0 from Sims to Macias is a swing and a miss. 1-1. Sims threw the very first pitch of this ballpark's history back in 2021 for the Charlotte 49ers. Familiar face around here. The 1-1. Looping fly ball foul. 1-2 on Antonis Macias. So while Hale Sims has the first pitch ever in this ballpark's history, first cannonballer's pitch ever was Andrew Dahlquist back in 2021. The 1-2 is low and inside. The count is 2-2. The first batter ever in this ballpark's history in a cannonballers game, Texas Rangers stud Evan Carter with the Down East Wood Ducks. 2-2. Sims' pitch. Swinging a looping fly ball foul. And the count stays at 2-2. Always fun to look back and see who some of those top prospects were back in, like, say, 2021 with the Texas Rangers org. Because Evan Carter was definitely up there. Sam Huff was with them. He's now a Giants farmhand. 2-2, Scott in the center. Well hit, so Nunez has to backtrack. Catch made for the out, and the runners will tag. The throw will go to third, but everyone's going to be safe. And the ball gets loose from Burrows. Little lack of hustle. He falls to his rear, and 2 runs are going to cross the plate on a bit of a defensive lapse from Ryan Burrows at third base. 2 runs will cross. Alvarez and Torres come around to score on a sacrifice fly from Antonis Macias. One down, nobody on base for Maxton Martin. Appears, and it's not going to be an error on the play. First pitch on the way to Martin. This one swung on and lifted down the left field line in foul territory. Burrows gives it a chase and lands in foul ground for a strike one. Martin, two strikeouts and a single. No error placed on the board from that last play, so presumably just a two-run sacrifice fly. Well hit ball in the center, so Macias had a chance to potentially get both of those runs if that ball went errant, and then he did. 0-1 on Maxton Martin, and Sims offers the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. So Hickory takes a 3-1 lead now, top seven. Macias with a sac fly now sits with two RBI in the ninth. 0-2. So lifted down the right field line. Miller Green going to give it a chase, and he'll make the catch in foul territory. Maxton Martin out on a P3 for the second out. And now an error is going to be charged on the play. A throwing error by Abraham Nunez. Will plate the run, the second run that is, in Marcos Torres. So it's awarded as a throwing error by Nunez in center. That plates that second run. 2 outs, Baker Barroso digs in. First pitch is up and in, almost hits him. And the count is 1-0. So at the moment, the error means that one run is earned, one run is unearned on that play. 1-0 pitch is popped up. This one going to drift in foul territory. And Corona gives it a peek, but then it lands foul. One ball and one strike on Baker Barroso. So three runs allowed by Sims in this top of the second, this top of the seventh, I should say. It says all three runs are earned. We'll have to look into that. 1-1. Swing and a miss. A little lackadaisical swing from Baker Barroso. And it's 1-2. Time will be called by the third baseman for Hickory. Kannapolis has not won a consecutive game against the Crawdads. They traded wins and losses equally up at LP Franz Stadium in May. 1-2, low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. In fact, they have not won a consecutive game in Hickory at all this season. They've lost consecutive games. They have not won consecutive games. Sims is set. 2-2 to Barroso. Low and outside, another breaking ball. Trying to fool Barroso. Instead, the count is full at 3-2. So I guess it depends on this batter. As to the third run being unearned, is the 3-2 is a swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Barroso is down on strikes. That's the third out of the inning. So Sims picks up a strikeout, but three runs cross the plate for Hickory. That's going to send us into a break. Bottom seven, 3-1, Hickory over Kannapolis. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bottom seven, nine-hole batter Abraham Nunez in the box against Kainoa Winyard. First pitch up and away for ball one. Nunez, McCants, and Burrows do up. It's the bottom of the seventh. Kannapolis now trails 3-1, so they have nine outs to work with to pick it back up and find themselves back into a lead. Big swing and a miss on that one, so it's a ball and a strike. Nunez tonight 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out. Winyard set, 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, left field side. Third baseman Barroso giving it a chase and makes the catch. Over the shoulder in foul territory. Four out number one. P5 for Nunez means one down. Top of the order, TJ McCants digs in, and he is 0-4-3. One down for McCants. Two strikeouts and a flyout. First pitch from Winyard of the at-bat is up and away for ball one. Jesus Mendez, the arm tossing down the line for Kannapolis, assumingly will have the eighth inning. Winyard set, 1-0. Swing and a miss. McCants behind a changeup, and it's 1-1. Looked to be ahead of the changeup at a 1-0 count. One ball and one strike. Winyard's pitch is on the outside edge. One ball and two strikes. Ryan Burrows awaits on deck. Bottom seven. Kannapolis down by a pair. It's not insurmountable, but we'll see when it comes. There's now a time called a pitch clock violation on the batter. And it's a pitch clock violation strikeout of TJ McCants. So that's the second out of the inning. Technically, Kainoa Winyard gets credit for the strikeout, his third of the game. And now with two outs, it'll be Ryan Burrows digging in. First pitch. Burrows swings, a hard line drive into right base hit. It's a two-out single for Ryan Burrows, his second hit of the game. It's one on and two outs for Caleb Bonnemer. Burrows with another multi-hit effort. He leads the ballers this season with now 13. Bottom seven, two outs, one on for Bonnemer. 0-3 tonight, but he's put the ball in play three times. Two outs, Winyard set now with a runner on base. He'll snap a throw to first. Burrows dives back in safely. Burrows on the year, 25 stolen bases in 27 tries. That's most of any cannonballer on the season. Two outs with a runner on for Bonnemer. Winyard's pitch. Breaking ball up and on the outside edge for strike one. A one count with two outs. Pitch on the way from Wynyard. Outside corner. Nothing in two. Baldur's down 3-1, bottom of the seventh. They're trying to find their second consecutive win against the Crawdads. Their second consecutive win of this series. Tomorrow, July 3rd, 6:30, first pitch. We don't have any seats left. 0-2, low at the plate for ball one. Burrows takes off for second, and he is out at second base on a caught stealing. Not many of those this year, just the third time Burrows has been caught stealing. It's a 2-4 on the CS, and Bonnemer will get another chance at the bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers down by two. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Ben Hartle leads it off, top of the eighth inning. Jesus Mendez on for the eighth inning. First pitch is on the outside corner, nothing and one on Ben Hartle. Mendez is pitcher number three of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. One inning for Sims. He gives up three runs, two of those earned on a couple of hits. As Hartle swings on the 0-1 into center, right at Abraham Nunez. Catch made for the out. F8 for the first out. Jeremy Cabrera now due up. Sims, one inning, three hits, three runs, two earned, with no walks and one strikeout. Jesus Mendez on as the 5'11", 180-pound, 20-year-old free agent pickup in 2022 out of Valencia, Venezuela. Mendez spent some time on the injured list from late April to late June, was activated last week. Hard-throwing righty offers his first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Mendez was the closer for most of last season for Kannapolis. Lost his feel for his control late in the season. Allowed 11 runs over his last five outings. A one, another swing and a miss. 97 on the fastball. And no chance for Jeremy Cabrera, 0-2. Mendez this season, 8 innings, 9 walks, 5 strikeouts, 1-1 with a 9 ERA at this point in time. 0-2 on the way. This one lifted high in the air and deep into left. McCants trailing back, warning track wall, and it is out of here. Jeremy Cabrera with a solo shot with one out in the top half of the eighth has given Hickory a little extra cushion. It's a solo shot. 4-1 now the score. Crawdads lead. And with one out, it's Esteban Mejia digging in. Well, Mendez has now allowed three home runs this season, all of them against the Crawdads. So Mendez back on the hill. Comes set with Mejia at the dish. First pitch. Ground ball to short. Right at Bonnemer, who charges in. He'll get time to set his feet and throw on to first in time for the out. 6-3 on the grounder for the second out. Two outs, and now it's Pablo Guerrero due up. Again, Mendez, pretty hard-throwing right-hander. Fastball consistent in the mid to upper 90s. He's touched 97 this evening. Crawdads lead 4-1, top of the eighth. Mendez's first pitch to Guerrero up and in for ball one. Guerrero is 1-for-3. Had a single last time of the dish against the Armin Hale Sims. 1-0. Fastball outside edge, 1-1. So Kannapolis with 6 outs to work with. They'll have the meat of the order due up next time. Bonnemer, Miller, Green, and Roni Hernandez. The 1-1. Low and inside. 2 balls and a strike on Pablo Guerrero. Mendez on the hill. Now comes set. Glove of the belly button. 2-1. Up and in for ball three. Guerrero, again, as we mentioned, 1-for-3 in this one. He's at 4 games in a row reaching base. Trying to make it a multi-hit effort against these cannonballers. They're playing him to pull. 3-1. He skies this one down the right field line. This one's going to drift into foul territory and land in the seats and clank back onto the playing surface. Hard hit ball from Pablo Guerrero. George Wolko will fling the ball back into the seats for a souvenir. Full count, 2 outs, Mendez sets. 3-2 on the way. Fastball, outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's a strikeout for Mendez to finish up his eighth inning. So one run does cross on a solo homer by the lefty bat of Yadimi Cabrera. Bottom of the eighth, threw up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bonnemer, Miller Green, and Roni Hernandez. Caleb Bonnemer 0-for-3, trying to pick up a base hit against Kainoa Winyard. He had his at-bat cut short last time at the dish with a caught ceiling of Ryan Burrows. First pitch to Bonnemer. High drive left center field. Backtracking Alvarez. Warning track. Whoa, and it's out of here. Caleb Bonnemer. It's his sixth home run of the season. And Kannapolis has cut the lead to now 2 for the Hickory Crawdads. It's the first extra base hit of the week for Kannapolis. Fans, you can kiss them goodbye. That baller bomb is brought to you by Beasley Media Group. And the Ballers have cut it to a 4-2 lead for Hickory. The Crawdads aren't out of the woods yet. Bonnemer with another homer. means nobody out, and Lyle Miller-Green digs in. First pitch from Wynyard, a breaking ball right down the middle for strike one. Bonnemer with now six homers and 35 RBI on the year. He leads the team in RBI. Still behind Wolko, who has eight homers. Broken bat looper towards first. Stopped by Guerrero on a broken bat. Flipped to first, and Wynyard got in there in time. 3-1 on the putout at first base. And Miller Green is retired on a 3-1 putout. He's now 1-for-3. So Rony Hernandez gets a turn with one out and nobody on base. Kannapolis down by two. It's 4-2. Pierce George is warming in the pen. He'll have the ninth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As for Kainoa Wynyard, a home run allowed for the first time since May the 29th. Hernandez in the box. First pitch from the righty. Swinging a ground ball to first. Guerrero snags on a short hop and takes to the bag himself for the out. Pablo Guerrero has been a busy man this inning. There's two outs on the board. Nobody on base. George Wolko digs in. Wolko 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Trying to avoid the golden sombrero here against Kainoa Wynyard. The righty set, first pitch. Low for ball one. Wolko reached last night with a walk in the eighth inning. Trying to replicate the same success in this at-bat. Crawdad's playing into pull. A wide open gap in the third base bag. 1-0. Swing and a miss. A little change up on the inside edge. It's 1-1 on Wolko. Number 8 prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization per MLB pipeline. Sniffing up those rankings in the Sox org. The 1-1 from Wynyard. Swinging a foul tip off the end of the bat. Everything off speed. No fastballs to Wolko in this AV. It's 1-2. Miguel Santos waiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth, ballers down by a pair. Wynyard set, glove of the chin. The 1-2. Fastball up and away. He tried a fastball there, and Wolko didn't bite. It's 2-2. Wynyard working quickly. He'll play with the clock a little bit. And he'll offer the 2-2. Low one inside. So Wolko works the count full. Another productive at-bat. Wolko's worked a couple of counts full tonight against just the two pitchers for Hickory, Segura and Wynyard. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Wolko went after a changeup. And that's four strikeouts tonight for Wolko. Nothing in the form of offense from the lefty power-hitting bat. And Wolko strikes out. That finishes up the bottom of the eighth inning. Wynyard picks up what is his fourth strikeout of the day. Kannapolis down by a pair. We're entering the top of the ninth. They'll be right back on the ball. There's Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Thank you. Eric Alvarez, Marcos Torres, Antonis Macias against the hard-throwing righty Pierce George on the hill. 1-2 on the year, an 8.77 ERA. 6'6", 240-pound, 21-year-old. He's got a 1-0 count. His first pitch to Alvarez was outside. 1-0 is off the plate. It's now 2-0 on Eric Alvarez. Alvarez, Torres, and Macias against Pierce George, a 13th rounder in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox out of Alabama. 2-0. Fly ball lifted foul. 2-1 on Eric Alvarez. Alvarez tonight. 1-for-3. Another righty warming for the Hickory Crawdads down the line in left. 2-1. Chop ground ball to first. Miller Green has to charge in. He'll take it to the base himself for the out. It's a 3-U. In the book for Alvarez, one out had. He's now 1-for-4 on the night. Nine-hole batter Marcos Torres gets another turn. Pierce George, as mentioned, 1-2, an 8.77 ERA. 25 2/3 innings this year, 21 walks, 31 strikeouts. He's in just under a hit per inning. And 21 walks is also just under a walk an inning. First pitch from Pierce George in 97 is up and away for ball one on Marcos Torres. Torres is 1-for-3 with a double in the seventh inning. Final line for Jesus Mendez, one run on one hit in one inning with no walks and a strikeout. Torres fouls off the 1-0. It's 1-1 on the Crawdads right fielder. Top of the order, Antonis Macias awaiting on deck. Cron ends up 4-2, top of the ninth, over York Annapolis Cannonballers. 1-1. Before that, George will step off on the rubber. So one ball and one strike. Time called, and they called a pitch clock violation on the play, so they said Pierce George didn't disengage in time, so it's a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Hard hit line drive down the left field line. That one's going to drift foul. And the count is 2-2 on Marcos Torres. So every cannonballer tonight with a strikeout, but every cannonballer also with hits allowed. Umberger tossed 6 shutout frames, but it's the bullpen who surrendered runs in this 7th and 8th inning. We're in the 9th, and Pierce George would like to see a scoreless frame against these Crawdads. 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. Bonnemer was basically playing up the middle. He'll throw to first, and it's in time for the out. 6-3 on the ground here for the second out. And now top of the order, it's Antonis Macias due up. Macias tonight as a sacrifice fly in the seventh, a strikeout and a lineout. Defensive replacement in that bottom of the second for Devin Fitzgerald, who was pulled with an injury. George sets, first pitch, ground ball to second. Santos backtracks and scoops the ball on the first. He goes in time for the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Pierce George on the hill. Very clean innings work for the right-hander. Sends us into a break. Bottom of the ninth, Canapolis down by 2. And they'll look for some help from Santos, Corona, and Nunez when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, Stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Miguel Santos leads it off against the new arm, Jesus Gomez, for the Hickory Crawdads. 6-foot, 190-pound righty from Guasave, Mexico. His first pitch to Santos is on the inside edge. Nothing and one on Miguel Santos. Corona and Abraham Nunez to follow. Bottom of the ninth inning, two-run game. It's a safe scenario for Jesus Gomez. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup fooled Santos. He's behind 0-2. Gomez this season 1-1, a 0.75 ERA in his time with Hickory. 12 innings, 21 strikeouts, and he's picked up two saves in two tries. This one off the plate. It's a 1-2 count on Miguel Santos. Gomez hasn't allowed a run since June the 18th. It was two unearned runs in two innings against Delmarva. He still earned the win. 1-2, a swing and a miss. The changeup fools Santos. And Gomez has his first strikeout of the night. Kannapolis has struck out now 11 times in this game. And Hickory two outs away from their first win of the week. One down for Jorge Corona. 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the second. Gomez pitched back on May the 18th in his Hickory debut against Kannapolis. Two walks, a strikeout, and one inning of work. Corona against the first pitch. It's a fastball outside for ball one at 95. 95 miles an hour from Gomez. Free agent pickup in 2023 by the Texas Rangers. Corona swings on the 1-0. It's fouled off. 1-1. Gomez spent some time in 2022 with the Toros de Tijuana in the Mexican League. It's been a farmhand of the Rangers since 2023. 1-1. Corona takes outside edge. 1-2. Gomez, a very consistent arm. Three appearances in the Complex League, and since arriving in Hickory, has only allowed one earned run. The 1-2. Taken outside for ball two. Gomez, kind of that premier arm out of the pen for these Crawdads in a game that they desperately could use a win to get back into the win column. The 2-2 to Corona. Swing and a miss. A changeup fooled him, and there's a second strikeout for Gomez on the hill. So two outs, and the final hope for Kannapolis is Abraham Nunez. Nunez tonight 0-for-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. First pitch from Gomez is popped up. This one will stay in the infield, drifting to foul ground. Hartle gives it a chase, and catch made in foul ground for the out, and that is all. She wrote. A pop-out ends this one. Kannapolis falls tonight 4-2 to the Hickory Crawdads in a contest that saw a little bit of back and forth in the bullpen. Ballers fall tonight 4-2 to Hickory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a break and recap it all for you when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Quick postgame show coming your way in just a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as your Kannapolis Cannonballers fall tonight to the Hickory Crawdads. Your final score, Hickory 4, Kannapolis 2. The Ballers had a lot of success from a shutout outing from Grant Umberger, but it's the bullpen who gives up four runs over two innings, and the Crawdads able to hold on late and pick up the victory over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 4-2 is your final. Kannapolis out-hits Hickory 8-7, but the story tonight is the bullpen giving up the runs in the 7th and 8th innings. Ballers are losers tonight. Hale Sims gets handed the loss. Kainoa Winyard picks up his 6th win of the season. Kainoa Winyard, the Australian right-hander, is now 6-1 on the year. Gomez gets the save. It's his 3rd of the year. And he now locks in Hickory's first win of this season. Kannapolis found their offense in the 6th inning. It was a couple of double steal efforts, a double steal that scored Lyle Miller-Green. Rony Hernandez took off for 2nd with Miller-Green at 3rd, and the effort paid off as Kannapolis puts together the initial double steal to give themselves the lead. A 3-run top of the 7th gave Hickory the advantage. 3 hits from the bottom third of the order. A sacrifice fly from Anthony Macias plated a pair after an error on the throw by Abraham Nunez. The RBI double from Marcos Torres is what gives Hickory the tying run in that 7th inning. They had an insurance run in that 8th. Yeremy Cabrera with a solo shot makes it 4 runs for Hickory. Caleb Bonomer launches his 6th homer of the season in the bottom of the 8th inning. He now has 6 homers and 35 RBI of the year, but Kannapolis is a little too late here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the 2nd game of a 6-game set. Tomorrow wraps things up in the Kannapolis home half of this 6-game series. Hickory will host games 4, 5, and 6. As for games 1, 2, and 3, right here in Kannapolis. Tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch. It'll be Justin Sinibaldi getting the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here on this July 3rd contest. Again, we'll celebrate all things Independence Day tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 gates. There are absolutely no seats left for tomorrow's game. That being said, we still have general admission tickets available. We have concourse passes available to all fans who want to join us for tomorrow's game. KCBallers.com, 704-932-3267 for tickets for tomorrow's game or any other Kannapolis Cannonballers contests at home this season. Ballers fall tonight 4-2, but they'll look to take a 2-1 series lead tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 gates. If you can't join us at the ballpark, be sure you hop on the broadcast with us. KCBallers.com for the free audio stream, as well as the MILP's official app. Our wonderful video stream is found on Valley Sports Live and the MLB's official app. Well, that'll about do it for us tonight from Kannapolis. I'm Dan Lodi saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you, as I always do. Speaking love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark, the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2, but the Hickory Crawdads 4. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Please drive home safe if you're on the road. We hope to see you tomorrow at the ballpark or on the broadcast. Have a great one, everyone.